Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, November 21st, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it is Friday. I hope you have all had a good week so far. The end of the week is here. We are 2 days away from Eagles Cowboys, but most importantly, you know, most importantly to me, and hopefully you guys care as well, it's Kristen's birthday. It's my wife's birthday. So I love you, babe. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you for marrying me. You make me a very lucky guy. Now, I will say, she likely won't hear this. Not a big listener of the Daily Pod. She hears me talk quite a bit. She does listen to my radio shows. So I'm saying it more because I want to. It's her birthday. I can't not say happy birthday on her birthday. But also, if you have a loved one out there, just go, you know, give them a hug, tell them you love them, just because. You don't have to say it's because Kristen's birthday, but we're all very lucky to have people in our lives that love us. We're all very lucky to have people in our lives that we love, and I love Kristen. So happy birthday, Kristen, and you guys all go out there and spread the love. But this is a football podcast, so I won't go on too much more about that. So let's get into some stuff. And this pod is going to be a little bit different in the beginning, to be honest, because normally when I do this daily pod for you, I play audio from the day and those type of things. And I will play some of it, but I have an opinion I need to get out there, and I haven't had my outlet yet to do it. So I decided to use a daily pod. Maybe it'll be a thought-provoking pod for you guys. So, but because I'm a creature of habit, let's start what we always do with what is on the schedule for today. And Nick Sirianni speaks to the media at 11:50 a.m. I don't even know if there's a lot for him to talk about because I don't know if he'll get asked. I already did my question about the reports, but always interesting when Nick Sirianni talks. That'll be at 11:50. 12:35, practice begins. Get a look at who's out there and who's not. And the Eagles did get some good news from an injury perspective on Thursday. 1:45, the locker room opens. Our final chance to talk to players this week before they head to Dallas to face a really interesting Cowboys team, a tricky Cowboys team. And it's going to be a tough game, I think. So that is what is on the schedule for today. You know, keep an eye out for stuff if you want to follow throughout the day. If not, we got Go Birds Radio tomorrow afternoon where we'll talk about anything that might happen throughout today. Because there is never a boring day with the Eagles, so we can have an idea of what we're going to talk about on Saturday. It simply doesn't matter because something will happen today that I'm sure will steal the show. From an injury report perspective, Eagles did get some good news on Thursday. News I was very, very surprised about. Cam Jurgens back out at practice. So Cam Jurgens missed Wednesday with a concussion. Now, he's not fully through the concussion protocol yet. You do have to practice once and then you can be cleared, but I don't think I've ever covered a player that practiced during the week with a concussion and didn't play. So I think there's a good chance he's out there on Sunday, and that's really surprising to me. If you listen to me throughout the week, I was pretty sure Cam wasn't playing, and I got that one wrong. I thought he wouldn't be out there, and that's a huge deal because now you're not missing Cam Jurgens, first of all, but also just in the fact that now you have Brett Toth on the bench, and he can be a top back of a bunch of different spots. He could potentially be that sixth offensive lineman, maybe even if he's not out there. I don't know if they would want to use him there, but it just helps the offensive line overall. So good news that it seems like Cam Jurgens is going to play, but who knows? Until that final injury report comes out later today, I don't know if we can say for sure because it certainly has been an interesting twist and turn with Cam so far this week and really this season, unfortunately, dealing with a lot of injuries. Jalen Phillips, who was a part-time participant on Wednesday's practice, was out there again. I think he's going to play on Sunday. I'd be really, really surprised if he's not out there. So from an injury perspective, obviously outside of the Lane Johnson news, they're actually in pretty good shape heading into this game. All right, Treehouse Books. Thank you, by the way. Apparently, somebody who heard about the book drive stopped by Treehouse Books and made a big-time donation with a bunch of books to Treehouse Books to their actual location. So super, super generous. And still, look, not a donation to the book drive, but just as effective because the point of this is, and why I'm doing it, is to get books into the hands of children in the area. I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm a product of the public school system. And I know how important it is and sometimes how underserved students in the city can be. Not through any fault of anybody, but just the reality of the situation. So the book drive that I'm working on with Treehouse Books does get books into the hands of kids. And we are over $12,000 in donations so far from the very generous Go Birds community, WIP community, and really anybody that heard about it. So thank you so much for everybody that has done that. If you do want to make a donation, you could win a Zach Bond signed football or get a shirt, or both actually, by Dewani Soraya. I saw the first draft of it. It's going to be epic. I'm super, super excited about it. So that'll be out, I think, within days. But the information about the book drive is in the pod description. So thank you to everybody that has made a donation, and thank you to everybody that would consider making a donation.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'm going to leave you guys, not leave you because the pod is just beginning. I've been thinking about this today, and I want to get your perspective on it. And I know you can't talk back to me right now, but you can call into Go Birds Radio. You could email me, tweet me. I want to know where you guys are at with it. So obviously this is about Jalen Hurts and the reports that have come out. And there's a lot of levels to the reports, right? There's the, it's not good that they're leaking about Jalen. Like, that's part of it. There's the, he's holding on to the ball. There's the routes are off the, you know, the timing's not right. There's the, he's not listening to coaches part of it. And then I think there is a part of it too, where maybe this is being leaked by whoever's doing it to try to get to Jalen, right? And that ties to the maybe he's not listening to coaching, or he does things his way, right? As Derek Gunn said, he runs a play one time all week in practice, and he runs it another way on Sunday. Or there's certain things he likes to do and the coaches want to do and he won't do them, all those things. And ultimately, you don't want that, right? Like, you want your star quarterback to get along with everybody in the building. You want him to be open to coaching. And I don't think that's not the case here, but there are some layers and aspects of that. And you don't want people leaking things about the quarterback. For whatever we think of Petullo, Sirianni, AJ, like, there's not really been anything leaked negative about them, right? Like, we don't hear anything. There's been no reporting. Players don't like Petullo. They don't trust him. Or players think Nick's offense is too conservative. Or players are sick of AJ doing the social media thing. You haven't heard any of that. So Jalen's the only one that has been criticized through the media, through anonymous sourcing, where players want to get something out there without putting their name on it. And I think oftentimes when that happens, it's because they feel that he's not listening and they want to try to get to him. So my thought about it is this, and about the fact that Jalen is essentially doing things his own way. That's kind of what this all boils down to. He's doing things his own ways. The routes that are run, where the ball goes, when the ball comes out, all those things. This is the Jalen Hurts show. And if you remember, he said, I forget when, it was in the last 2 years, it's going to look how Jalen wants it to look, essentially, is what he said. And here's where my thought comes in. So I think everybody should be a team player, and I think Jalen is a team player to an extent. But is Jalen Hurts the biggest star this team has had, maybe ever, but in terms of just a player that has a power about him that no other player has had? And when the AJ stuff was going on, I said, AJ will learn that he is not bigger than the Eagles. The Eagles will move on without AJ. I don't know if Jalen is bigger than the Eagles, but I think it's a discussion. And in a way it's not, because obviously the Eagles will go on without Jalen. If Jalen were to be traded or Jalen were to ask out, there would be another Eagles season. They have talented players, talented front office, all that. They would still be good, right? But think about what Jalen has become since he was drafted by the Eagles. When he was drafted by the Eagles, he was already a very famous college football player. Everybody that was in that locker room knew who Jalen Hurts was. But he was drafted as a backup. He was a Wildcat quarterback. It wasn't his job. Like, he did not come in with a lot of power. Now think about him. Jalen Hurts at his age, and was he 25, 26, is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a two-time NFC champion. He has gotten the franchise quarterback contract. He is the face of Jordan. He is a Time 100 person. He is, you know, in the top 20 of the NFL top 100 players. He is incredibly popular. His jersey is near the top of jerseys sold every year. He is, without question, one of the most known football players in the country, right? When you consider the college and always playing in big games and all that. And I'm not saying everybody likes him as a player, but Jalen, the person, is a massive, massive business. He is an entity. He is, the Jordan roster, I get it right now, is not great. Jason Tatum's hurt, Luka, whatever you want to think of Luka. Like, but Jordan brand is a massive brand, and they have attached themselves to him. At one point, he was with Beats, right? Like, he is a massive, massive entity. And I think what's going on a little bit here is Jalen doesn't have to really listen to other people. Like, he should, and I'm not saying he's not open to it, and I think there is collaboration to an extent, but Jalen has worked his way from a second-round pick that was a Wildcat quarterback to being maybe the most powerful employee the Eagles have ever had as a player. Like, McNabb was super powerful, but McNabb never won the Super Bowl. Michael Vick was really powerful, But McNabb, but Michael Vick had already had his off the field issues. He was older. He never even won a playoff game. So he didn't have the pool that Jalen had. Saquon Barkley is a massive star. Saquon Barkley is a running back. And I think that when you're a player with the accomplishment and the power that Jalen has, that can be hard for other people in the building. It can be hard for offensive linemen that want him to do it a specific way. It can be hard for receivers that have to do it, that want him to do it a specific way. It can be hard for coaches that want him to do it a specific way. But Jalen can put on the table a resume that no other player in Eagles history has been able to put on the table. He can put rings on the table. He can put wins on the table. No other Eagles player has been able to do that. And I think that he is obviously not at the level of these players yet. But think about Tom Brady with the Patriots. Tom Brady could do whatever he wants, right? And I'm sure there were times where he was difficult to work with and he was doing his own thing and he was coaching, like he was running what he wanted to run and players weren't happy with how he did it. But guess what? Tom Brady was bigger than the Patriots. Tom Brady at his height and for a very long stretch had more power than the Patriots. The Patriots could not get rid of Tom Brady. Eventually they did when he wasn't as good, but when he was at his height, they couldn't get rid of him. He could do whatever he wanted. LeBron James. The Cavs would never get rid of LeBron James if it was up to them. LeBron could do whatever he wants in the Cavs, right? He can run the offense the way he wants. He can pass the ball when he wants to. He can shoot the ball when he wants to. He can sub guys in and out if he wants to. He had all the power. Now, Jalen is not on that level yet, but Jalen, we have to all acknowledge, whether you think he is a great quarterback, a below average quarterback, whatever, he holds the power close to, like, on the same trajectory as those guys. Jalen is a young, like, represents the franchise well, franchise quarterback with a Super Bowl ring that's immensely popular. The Eagles, I'm not saying they created this, but Jalen, through them putting a good roster around him, good coaching, good all that, Jalen has power now that no player in the history of that franchise has had. And so when you hear reports coming out about, you know, he's not listening to coaching, or right, he can't run this type of thing, I think there's probably a level of he doesn't have to listen to us the way other players have had to. Jalen has a resume and a power that allows him to do his own thing. So when he says, I want it to look the way it's going to look the way I want it to look, he's right. He can do that. He can change the play or change the route on that fourth down against the Packers because based off what he sees, and that's what he wants. He can throw the ball that was picked off against the Giants that way. Now, it didn't work out, but he can do it. They're not going to bench Jalen. Like, would they trade Jalen? Maybe. But I think that would be like, because they can't, not that they can't handle him, but they want somebody in that position that will listen to them. I think Jalen, it listens to him. I'm not painting him as like some type of force in the building, does whatever he wants. But Jalen has a type of resume and gravitas and power that not a lot of players in Eagles history have had. In fact, I think no player in Eagles history has had. And that's new for the organization, right? He probably has his own PR staff. He probably has his own security. He probably makes decisions off the field that he wants to make. And he still works with the organization on those things, but it's different. So I think that when Jalen is essentially painted through these leaks as difficult, there is a level to that of he has reached a stardom and a level of power that the Eagles have not dealt with before. And that doesn't change the fact that he has weaknesses as a passer. That doesn't change the fact that he makes bad plays. That doesn't even mean the people that want him to do things a certain way are wrong. What it means is, for the first time in Eagles history, they might have a player that doesn't have to listen to them. And I know they could trade him and they could move on from him. And the Eagles are a well-run organization that'll always do good. But it's been a long time since they've had a player with this type of power. And I think that's a little bit what you hear. And also keep in mind, like, some of the players, if we just want to make this a player thing, AJ, right, is one of the best receivers in the NFL. Not many humans have walked the earth that are better receiver than AJ. Saquon Barkley, one of the best running backs ever. The Eagles offensive linemen, some of the best offensive linemen ever. Devontae Smith, every level of football has been a megastar, right? All of them depend on Jalen. All of them depend on Jalen doing things the way they want them to do it so they can have things go their way. But the bottom line is Jalen has reached a level where he does not have to do it their way. So when you hear leaks about they want it done this, like, you know, he's not putting the ball out on time, or he's not listening to coaching. That could be true, and that could be a problem, and it could hurt them. But this is not like a 3-12 quarterback that's doing it. This is not a quarterback that doesn't have the resume or power. Jalen is a mega, mega star with a Super Bowl ring on his finger. And when you have that guy employed, he's going to do things his way. And as long as they're winning and they're 8-2 and they went to the Super Bowl last year and they'll probably go again this year, frankly, there's nothing the Eagles can do about it. They can, you know, certain people, and it clearly was not like a coordinated effort, certain people can leak through the media and hope that it embarrasses him and hope it changes things. But honestly, the reaction I've seen from this is it backfired. I've seen Jalen get more support than he did before. So that speaks to the power Jalen has in terms of his popularity. It speaks to the resume he has in terms of people when he gets ripped of saying, whoa, 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 he's got a ring. So it is a really interesting dynamic the Eagles have right now with Jalen Hurts, because they've never dealt with a player or had to handle a player that was maybe bigger than them. And as big as Eagles are, Jalen is a megastar. And it's interesting to watch that dynamic work. So maybe you completely disagree with that. Maybe that was 10 minutes of nonsense. But I was thinking about it all day on Thursday, and I really think there's something there with Jalen's level of power and popularity creating a dynamic within the Eagles that they have not dealt with before. So that's my thought for the Friday. You know, maybe you liked it, maybe you didn't. But on the other side, we are going to get into this game and talk more about this football game, because boy, oh boy, I'm excited to get down to Dallas and see how this one plays out, because it's a good one. So we'll talk more about the game on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Okay. Let's get into this matchup. And I just talked about how much power Jalen has because of all the winning he does in the Super Bowl rings. Well, this is a matchup where he's got to play well. No excuses. No excuses in this one. The Dallas defense is terrible. Their pass defense is terrible. You are in a dome with no wind. The offense needs to be better. This is where you need Jalen to be great. Much like against Minnesota, when they needed a win and they needed him to be great, he was great in that game, and they're going to need that today. And in the pod yesterday, we talked about an important matchup in this game, which is, of course, the lines, right? The offensive line versus defensive lines for both teams. And I think that the Eagles' defensive line has an advantage against the Cowboys' offensive line, but I do think that the Cowboys' defensive line has an advantage against the Eagles' offensive line. Now, the good news is it looks like Cam Jurgens is going to play, and I didn't think Cam was going to play when I did the pod yesterday. So that changes things. But here's what I would say as we get into this next matchup, which is, of course, the Eagles passing game versus the Cowboys pass defense and vice versa, that even though the Cowboys get pressure, they still have a terrible defense. So let's start with the Eagles passing game versus the Cowboys pass defense. And I say that they're terrible even though they get pressure because that's what the stats indicate and that's what the eye test indicates. This year, the Cowboys, snaps with the pressure. So how often are they getting pressure? What percentage of defensive snaps do they get to the quarterback? They're at 28%. That's third in the NFL. So they're getting to the quarterback. So if the Eagles allow pressure on Jalen, that of course is going to hurt things. But the Cowboys generally do get pressure. Third in the NFL. Only two more teams get pressure more than that. What doesn't change that, though, or I should say what that doesn't impact, is their pass defense. That they are 29th in the NFL in passing yards per attempt. 29th. They're giving almost up almost 7 yards every time there is a pass attempt. The Eagles should be able to move the ball on the Cowboys because the Cowboys, like I said, terrible defense. 31st in the NFL in points per game, 31st in the NFL in points per drive. So despite having a good pass rush, despite winning at the line of scrimmage, and despite getting to the quarterback, they're still getting torched. That's really hard to do. It speaks to the level of, or lack thereof, of talent in the secondary. So let's talk about the guys at the lineup in the secondary. No Trevon Diggs, as it doesn't look like he's going to play in this game. Deron Bland is a solid nickel. He goes outside, inside. He plays all over. Kareem Elam, below average guy. Kaleen Carson played a lot for them last year. He's not that good. Or last week, he's not that good. Siobhan Revel Jr. gets out there. He's not that good. Now, they do have some consistency at safety. Donovan Wilson and Marquise Bell. That, you know, Donovan Wilson's been there for a while. Marquise Bell is new or doesn't play frequently for them. But they've, throughout the year, has had somewhat consistency at the position. But those are just not good players. So A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen should be able to pick them apart using those players. And though all those guys have matchups, they should win. A.J. should beat Deron Bland. Devontae should beat Kareem Elam. Even Dotson, when he's matched up against Bland in the slot, which I don't think will be often, but when he is, should be able to win that matchup. So even though the Cowboys get pressure with their defensive line, they do not impact the quarterback enough to impact the overall passing game. So, you know, if Jalen's going to be doing his own thing on offense, if Jalen's going to be, it's going to look the way Jalen wants it to look, then games like this, he has to step up. Not prime time, but game of the week, 4:30 at Dallas, bad defense. It would be really, really concerning if the Eagles can't move the ball on the Cowboys. There's no elements. There's no good defense. Go out there and show why you think you can do it your way, why you are supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And that goes for I'm not just putting this all on Jalen, but one thing we've learned this week is it mostly is Jalen, right? Like, Jalen does what he wants on offense, and he decides where the ball goes, and he is, as the quarterback, what makes the offense go. So, of course, A.J. needs to play better than he did. If he's not getting open, Jalen can't do anything about that. The offensive line needs to play well, and they have played better as the year has gone on. But the Eagles have the weapons, even at a diminished state, which I think right now their weapons are at a bit of a diminished state, to move the ball on the Cowboys. So, big time. It's not a big-time challenge in the way of the opponent. It is a challenge in go out there and do your thing. Go out there and make everybody believe that we should believe in this offense again. So that's how I view that. I think the Eagles have the advantage against the Cowboys passing attack. Let's see if they can actually take advantage of it. Now, the tougher matchup in this game is the Eagles defense or back seven against the Cowboys passing attack. And much like we just talked about with the Eagles passing attack, of course, the pass rush matters, right? If the Eagles get pressure on Dak, that'll impact him. And the Eagles have a defense that we have seen when the defensive line gets pressure, the secondary can take advantage of it. The Cowboys secondary is unable to take advantage of pressure. They still allow big plays and allow consistent yardage through the passing game, even though they give up pressure. That's not the case with the Eagles defense. When the pass rush has improved, they've been better. So of course it starts with the pass rush up front, but in a 7-on-7, which it's not going to be, but just to look at it from that perspective, it is a really, really tough matchup because the Cowboys offense is super, super good. Second in points per game at just under 30 per game. Fourth in points per drive. So they're consistently scoring when they get the ball. They're at 2.7 points per drive. That's almost a field goal per drive. They're third in yards per game. They move the ball all up and down the field. Seventh in third down. They consistently convert third downs. They pass it a ton. They're third in the league in passing attempts. And they're ninth in passing yards per attempt. So they pass it all the time. They're one of the best passing leagues in the NFL. They constantly score points. They score on third down. Dallas is really, really good on offense. And that's especially true at home. As our good buddy James will tell you, having experienced it, Dallas in that dome is different. Dak in that dome is different. Dak against the division in that dome is different. So it's a big-time challenge for the Eagles to go out there and try to slow down Dak. Dak has been unbelievable so far this year. 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, at 70% completion percentage, a passer rating of just under 103, a league-leading 253 completions, and a league-leading 130 first-down throws. So he completes a ton of passes. And if you don't get pressure on him, he will pick you apart. The Eagles absolutely have to get pressure. Now, the good news is I think they can on that offensive line. But let's talk about the receivers and the matchups. And we know how good George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are. The Eagles saw them in week one, and they got open, right? They got open. They dropped passes in that game, though. CeeDee dropped 2 or 3 passes at the end of that game that really could have changed things. So CeeDee Lamb, despite those drops, still having a pretty good year. He has missed time due to injury, but 61 targets, 40 catches, 557 yards, only 2 touchdowns, so hasn't been a big of a factor in the red zone or getting in the end zone, but he's still a very good player. George Pickens, having played all the games this year, is having a better year, obviously, and has been outstanding. 83 attempts thrown his way, I should say, so 83 targets, 58 catches, 908 yards, 7 touchdowns, almost 16 yards per catch. Now, the good news about Pickens is he doesn't go in the slot, and he only lines up, well, he doesn't only line up on the left, but he predominantly lines up on the left. My guess is Quinion's going to follow George Pickens all over the field. He'll follow him to both sides, and then when CeeDee is in the slot, obviously Cooper will be on him. On the rare occasion Pickens goes in there, I think Quinion will go against CeeDee. So I think the Eagles will be able to get it so Adoree is not on, like, they'll really only have to worry about Adoree on one of these two players when both are on the outside, and that just doesn't happen a ton. So after that, they don't have any real weapons. They have Jalen Tolbert, who's not that good, Ryan Flournoy, who's not that good. So it's about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. It's about Quinion following Pickens is what I guess would happen, covering CeeDee Lamb when he's on the outside, and Cooper gets him when he's on the inside. So, you know, we'll see. I don't think they put them both on the outside that often, so it should be a decent matchup for the Eagles in that regard. But Dak with time, it's just like impossible. When you are a corner, you can only cover for so long, and on that fast turf in the dome, it's going to be difficult. Now, the other challenge in this is Jake Ferguson. And last week when the Eagles played the Lions, they were without Sam Laporta, so they were able to focus in a little more on the receivers. But Jake Ferguson, 71 targets, 60 catches, 400 yards, 7 touchdowns on the season. Not a huge yards per catch, just under 7 yards per catch. But he's been really good. And then their backup, Luke Schoonmaker, hasn't really been a big part of the offense. 15 targets, 8 catches, no touchdowns. So those are the weapons. George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, Luke Schoonmaker. And then, of course, Dak is an outstanding quarterback. So I'll give the passing advantage to the Cowboys offense on this one. And just like I said with the Eagles, they'll have that advantage as well. I think the Eagles have an easier task for sure going up against their passing attack than Dallas does. Dallas has a tougher task going up against the Eagles defense. So this could be a shootout, and Jalen should be expected to win shootouts against this defense. So all week, been a lot of talk about, you know, doing it his way. And like I just said, I think I'm okay doing it Jalen's way because of who he is and what he's accomplished. But these are the games where you got to step up and do a good job. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.